Now, Bing, seeing as how you're being such a dear, sweet boy, how about a bit of metal locking from you?
I'm glad to oblige, Judy. Shall we say amor, amor? So sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Amor, amor, my love. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? Can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word I know. Nights are lonely. Amor, amor, my love. Make life divine. Say you'll be mine and love me only. Divine, say you'll be mine and love me only.
Bing, that was really full of amour.
I, too, would like to add my accolades.
Lay it right in here.
But now, Judy, I'd like to say a few words to the groaner in private, if I'm not too referendum.
Oh, of course, Jimmy. I'll be only too filibuster to oblige.
Thanks. Very dispensary of you.
Let's have it, Jimmy. What seems to be the trouble?
It's like this, Bing. Here I am in Hollywood, and the more than I get here, I'm a sensation, a terrific success.
Really?
Yeah, I got a room.
That's great. Then what's the beef?
It's my personal life. It's a shambles. Wherever I go, the finger of scorn is pointed at me. I can't face my friends.
How come?
I ain't got a butler.
You ain't got no butler, huh?
No.
The shame of it. The shame of it. The utter...
I should have.
Overwhelming shame, yes.
Give him an inch, they'd take eight lines. Oh. Please repeat that line, Mr. Bingo.
The overwhelming shame of it.
Yes. All I get from them fair weather friends of mine now is mockery and derision. But from you, Bing, I expect there's something warmer. Sarcasm, at least. Don't you see how it is, Bingo? I want to be a gentleman. I just got to be a gentleman.
Why?
Because that's what it says on the door of my room.
Well, now, not everyone can sleep in a tiled bedroom. But, Jimmy, the health problem, being what it is, could I get you a butler? Where could I get him?
I just saw you talking to one, that feller over there.
Oh, you mean Arthur Treacher?
Yeah. He looks like Ned Sparks in a bad mood. But he's a great butler, I know. I've seen him butler.
Oh, Arthur Treacher isn't a butler. He's an actor. You've only seen him butler for people in pictures.
So what? If you can help Ronald Coleman on with his pants, pour tea for Norma Shearer, and simonize Don Amici's teat. I expected that to do no good. He's good enough for me.
Well, I don't know how much good it'll do, but I'll introduce you to him. Arthur, Arthur Treacher, would you step over here for a moment?
Certainly, old boy, glad to oblige.
Arthur, I'd like to have you know Jimmy Durante.
Why?
One moment, Jeeves. Don't hand me none of that drawing room lip.
Well, this... no part of this. I shall join Miss Garland in the dispensary. You may call me.
And now I'm a good man. Let's get to the business at hand. I'm looking for a gentleman's gentleman.
Well, so far, you're two gentlemen short.
Precisely why you are here. I admit that I need a little polish.
A little polish? You could use a gallon of glow coat.
What a delightful sense of humor. No doubt you've heard the old maxim, brevity is the soul of wit.
Of course.
Well, shut up. Just answer me this. Will you or will you not be my butler?
My dear sir, this is a farce. I am not a butler, I'm a motion picture actor.
A dubious career at best. Look what pictures did to me, typed me. Every picture I was in, they made me play a fellow with a big nose. Why?
It's quite obvious. And get it off my chin.
Pardon me, I was carried away. But butlin' is the only job for you, teacher.
Treacher is the name, teacher.
Pardon me.
My dear sir, even if I were to give up the cinema and become a butler, I most assuredly would never enter the service of a creature of your ilk.
And what, pray, is wrong with my ilk?
You, sir, are boorish, crass, overwhelmingly illiterate, and completely repugnant.
How much of that is good?
None of it. It was purely a commentary on your lack of breeding. And if you tell me you breathe fine through that great beak of yours, I shall scream.
Teacher?
Treacher is the name, sir. Treacher.
To err is but human. Go and get your salary. You're fired. What's more, you get no reference from me. Goodbye.
I can think of no more desirable culmination to this repulsive association.
Well, now that you've apologized, I'll keep you on. Look, teacher. I'm in a spot. You gotta help me out. I appeal to your baser instincts.
Well, Mr. Durante, I suppose one should lend a hand to one's fellow human. Though I use the word loosely.
Spoken like an Englishman and an alley.
Alley.
Thank you. I'm just a tool of an educated brain.
Right. Now, as regards the duties of your butler, I presume you'll want him to serve tea each afternoon?
Never touch the stuff.
You never drink tea?
Nope. Them little bags get stuck in my throat.
Oh, quite so, my dear. Now, tell me about your tub.
My tub?
Yes. You tub daily, of course.
Repeat that line.
Rather tiresome. You tub daily, of course.
If the water's warm, I tub. If it's not, I basin.
Well, it's no use, Mr. Durante. I don't know where I could find a man you'd be happy with, and distinctly vice versa.
Happiness ain't everything, Mr. Teacher.
Teacher is the name, sir.
Money is what makes the world go round, and I'm prepared to pay a butler a huge sum of $18 a week.
$18 a week? Why, I paid my man $100 a week right up till the day he left me.
You say he left?
Yes.
And the job pays $100 a week?
That's right.
Brother, you've got a new butler.
Well, Arthur, congratulations on snagging a butler like Durante. I can't wait to come over to your house to dinner and have a... I have a beautiful new green dress that split pea soup will look lovely on.
Oh, don't worry. I'll see that James doesn't serve the soup. I'll have the maid take care of that.
Okay, and I'll take care of the maid.